like that five-star recruit at Kentucky, he's been here, and he's going to stay here. It's one-and-done time. Here's Kevin Dunn.
Let's go one-and-done time. What a strange year for the Dallas Cowboys. They look so explosive. I mean, they were down the field, really throwing the ball down the field. They were balanced. They had a run game. They didn't have to run, though, so it really felt like it could be matchup to matchup. They opened the season knowing they've got Vita Vea and that defensive line. It's like, we're not messing with that, man, because we don't have to, because we're versatile. I mean, you're diverse in life, Rod. You can do anything you want. You can you read the situation and say, okay,
I'll adapt. Because I'm versatile.
Because that's what I do.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And they did that. They did it really for the majority of the first half of the season.
Yeah.
One of the strange things with trying to just understand what this Cowboys team is, and maybe even more importantly for you Cowboys fans out there, and yes, by the way, I did feel bad for Cowboys fans. You saw me hug Chad. Like, it... I just don't hate the Cowboys like I did as a kid.
Yeah, some people hate them. But you're a 49ers fan, so that is rare, though.
It is rare, and it's taken time.
I was going to say, because my wife is a 49ers fan, and they hate the Cowboys.
It's taken a quarter century of them not doing anything and me watching them every day, and you just get older. Like, and
49ers fans know they're going to get murdered by Green Bay and Green Bay. They don't care.
No.
They're just basking in the glow of beating the hell out of the Cowboys.
Just needed one.
Exactly.
Especially this one.
Shannon just needed one. That's all.
That's all he needs. Yeah, no, I'm really happy about that.
A little job security.
A little job security for him. But yeah, I mean, I do feel bad for y'all because it's just a strange team to try and understand. And for y'all, it's about understanding not only why you got put in this position, but how do we get better? Because there is limited time in the salary cap era. And we saw Jerry talking to reporters after the game like he always does, saying this was the time. And I talked about that last week, that hearing a lot of stuff with Jerry that, man, if they don't win this game, McCarthy could very easily be gone. I know that's a shock because you're a 3 seed and it feels like this thing's been moving in the right direction. And Rod, at times this year, this team looked really damn good.
Really good. Remember Jerry Jones said I heard bells when he brought in Mike McCarthy? I don't know. Now those bells sound like that bell from Game of Thrones. Shame. Shame. But no, I think now Jerry Jones.
Sounds like the courthouse bells whenever you're filing for divorce.
Exactly. Different kind of bells. But I think Jerry Jones is going to go rewatch the game. And I think he wants to see, because how they lost is just as important as them losing, how they lost. And he lost by, like you said, it was undisciplined, mismanagement at the end. It just looked funky. It looked clunky.
It did. Yeah. So the clock mismanagement, and that was his rep, and we've had plenty of examples in 2 years, to go with the most undisciplined and most flag team in all of football, which they were all year long. And then that reared its ugly head in this game for Cowboys fans. That's on Mike McCarthy. And so you've got enough reasons to go ahead and let him go.
Yep.
Now, do you let him go to keep Kellen Moore? I don't know if Kellen Moore is going to be a great head coach. I don't know if he's ready for it.
We don't know that yet.
We have no idea.
You would be rolling the dice on that. You don't have enough evidence.
Dan Quinn could be another possibility if you want to look at that.
Got to a Super Bowl.
And do what he did with Jason Garrett and say, I'm going to make you the highest paid assistant in the league, Kellen Moore, so you stay here.
That'd be a good idea. Remember, there's no limit on what Jerry can pay the assistants. And you're going to lose one of those coordinators.
$10 million.
Yeah, if you don't do it, you're going to lose one of them this offseason.
You're going to lose one, if not both.
You could lose both.
So that's on Mike McCarthy. But one thing that I have been talking about throughout the year, and once again, I believe in this Cowboys team. I mean, at the end of the day, I kind of thought they were better than they were, but it was pretty obvious. I mean, down the stretch, you can't get too fired up about 2 Washington wins and a Philly win when Philly's playing no one, Rod.
Yeah. No, Philly is 0-7. Versus playoff teams.
And they're not good when they are playing their people.
That's what I'm saying. So, yeah, again, this hype about a Philly
playoff
win.
Good.
Yeah, they're not a playoff team.
But
they just snuck in.
One of the things I talked about was the offensive line. So a lot of the focus was on 52, our guy Connor Williams, who led the league in penalties. But I'd also talked about the 3 tackles, Terrence Steele included, that were top 5. That's 3 out of the top 5 in penalties at the tackle position. And you had Tyler Biadasz, who was in the top 2 for the center position.
Crazy, man.
So let me state this right now. One, if you go to PFF, and this is where you got to be careful with numbers and compare that with your eyeball, number 1 offensive line this year was Dallas Cowboys. Tyron Smith had a 91.9. Connor Williams had a 76.4. Tyler Biadasz had a 64.8. So actually, you can see a big problem there. Zach Martin led him, no shock, with 94.2. And Lyle Collins was an 84.
Yeah.
So it looked really good. I think a lot of that is their competition and the matchups. When you get to the playoffs, you're going to face war daddies and defensive linemen like the San Francisco 49ers have. You're not going to face Nick Bosa every time. Bro, you're going to face someone like him because you're in the playoffs and there's only so many teams left, and that is still such a valued commodity to have someone like that. Getting back to your point about Shano really investing in it.
Yeah.
So save the text. You didn't look at PFF. I know. I'm looking at it right now, and I follow it every week. I understand they finished a regular season as the number one offensive line.
Yeah. The analytics also said you should slide and run a quarterback draw. So the analytics can be wrong.
They can be wrong. But at times, this line looked really good. Look, Tyrone Smith had easily his worst day. Tyrone Smith had allowed 7 pressures on 51 pass-blocking snaps. He allowed just that's what he did yesterday. So he allowed 7 on 51. He had allowed just 11 over the entire regular season.
Wow.
So only they would know just how healthy he is and how many years he can really give them. You obviously got to do something at left guard. I love Connor Williams. Connor Williams was actually responsible for the first sack. And that's one of those where you could look at it. He's playing left guard. They're twisting. Something Rod Babers did a Rod's rant on, and we saw a ton of that, twisting Nick Bosa inside, and they're actually chipping on the outside, but that doesn't help out whenever he's going inside. Mm-hmm. So the chip from Dalton Schultz means nothing, and Lyle Collins all of a sudden is chasing him inside the line to try and get a hand on him. Connor Williams has no one in front of him. He's protecting an area, a zone at that point. Head on a swivel. His head was too left. He was too late getting right as Bosa darts in to the place he should have been occupying.
Yep.
Connor Williams should have. I've seen him multiple times this year get punked, just physically get blown up. And one of his holds, he should have had because he got blown up. I don't know if it was Jones. I forgot who it was. Actually, it was Arden Key, of all people. The LSU defensive end, getting back to your point, Arden Key's a backup, who blows him up.
Wow.
And I'm like, man, inside, you're getting blown up by a defensive end, and he ends up holding him. He had a couple penalties. Tyler Biadasz with the 64 showed you right there, and this is someone who told you the day after the draft. Granted, I was talking about value where they got him. This is a really good pick. Mm-hmm. He's gotten better this year, but you got to look at that as well if he's your lowest rated guy. At right guard, you're good.
Yeah, you got
to. I told you good news, bad news earlier. You're good with Zach Martin, okay?
Yeah, you got no pro there.
Right tackle, Collins. So I would really focus on left guard and right tackle. Collins got blown up a couple times, man, where he just got lifted. And I mean pushed back. He got punked, Rod. Go watch some of the replays. Lyle Collins is not the Lyle Collins that is in our head from 2 or 3 years ago, guys. Rod knows better than any of us how quickly you don't even deteriorate.
This
is such a high level that you guys are dealing with.
To maintain it.
You may have, you probably lost an inch or two and then thought, I can't play in the league anymore.
Yeah, no, it's all it takes. I'm totally with you, though. And Lyle Collins, that's interesting because I'm a Lyle Collins fan. I had to go back and watch.
I was too.
Him specifically in this game. But that offensive line it's weird that they're graded so high because, yes, at times they don't pass the eye test.
They don't. And they just got punked yesterday. So you could say, well, that's just a really good defensive line. We're talking about y'all getting to the Super Bowl. That's what we're talking about now. So they're going to be finite changes. We're not talking about the Texans or anything near that, and we're rebuilding. And no, we're talking about little changes as you have this time, this window to get this done. And so definitely Connor Williams. McGovern's not the answer. I would look at Biadasz. So I would go best player available at the offensive line. So if Tyler Linderbaum is available, this guy is going to be a world-changing center for him. And maybe you just get rid of Biadasz at that point. You obviously have to address left guard, and McGovern's not your answer. I think you need to address right tackle, and you need to start having some real conversations about left tackle, okay? Even though he posted a 91 this year.
Yeah.
In the regular season against the majority of their weak-ass schedule, he did really well. He looked old, slow, and done yesterday.
Yeah, I would have to. You know what? I might do that tonight. Go break down the Cowboys' numbers, the offensive line numbers versus elite pass rush units. Because versus the 49ers, you're right, they were exposed. But the division...
That looked like a number one line in the league?
No.
Did it look like a number 15 line in the league?
Exactly. The division gives you a false reality it of does. The Cowboys. That division
Bingo,
is so
Rod.
Bad.
Bingo.
It is, right? Because the
yes.
Eagles
yes.
are a playoff team
That's
in that division?
That's the crux of this one and done
it
right
really
there.
It really is, man. Because I was fooled, too, by it. I think
I was
little,
fooled?
I think I blew the Cowboys a little bit over. I think I did. No question about it.
Here's the other thing, too. We can get into this maybe a little bit later. I know we're tight on time, but this is going to be a ton of Cowboys today, tomorrow, and going forward. You got too much money tied up in Zeke, and if he was giving you 30% more production and looked 30 to 40% better, and I understand he came out and said the PCL partially torn, it looked like it. Even if that gets completely rehabbed, that's such a dumb value. There is no value in that. Mm-hmm. And it was dumb when you signed him. Mm-hmm. So go ahead and understand that and have an exit strategy right now. And have it soon. Because Tony Pollard's been the best back for the last couple of years. Hell, you could argue Clement is more explosive right now. If you want to be, if you got this limited time in this window and you've already got a quarterback locked up like he is, and you already got Amari Cooper locked up and Tyrone Smith locked up, and you're paying a ton of money there. I mean, what are you getting out of Zeke right now? You know what he still does really well, and he did again? Blitz pickup. He's a great blitz pickup guy. I mean, this guy's a damn good blocker. and I know he's put his heart out there. I know he's not the same. You got to have a realistic conversation because the Cowboys were so one-dimensional this year, and you're one-dimensional, and you don't pass block well against really elite defensive lines. And you've got no run game, you got to fix that. Don't tell me your balance when it counts against really good defenses, you're one-dimensional, man.
Right now they got no out, though. They gotta keep him on for next season, I believe.
Next season.
And then after that, they can just
And then after
him.
That, you got to cut
him. A lot of dead money, but like you said.
It'll be dead money, but you're gonna have to sit on that.
Yeah, you got no choice. You got to move on from
you
that.
Put yourself in this spot.
You did. You did. You
and a lot of us warned you, not even with Zeke. We just warned you with the stories we've seen
with running backs. And with Zeke, remember, you signed him before you had to. You gave him his extension doesn't start till next season.
Next season, I know.
Because you signed him 2 years before you needed to. And if you had waited, you'd have saw him deteriorate and went, you know what, guys? We can't sign this guy.
Because he was threatening you.
Give him big money.
Yeah. He was threatening you.
We signed him before you signed Dak. You signed Zeke.
We said it at the time, this is going to kill down the road.
And it is.
And now they're going to be in a spot where they got to restructure that offensive line. They're only getting a year older, so we'll see how it plays out. Little one and done there with the Cowboys O-line.
Nice one. No, it's good,
yeah,
though.
I mean.
You're not as close as you think you are.
No, you're not.
You're exposed. Because the 49ers aren't as close as they.
No.
Exactly. You would know that.
I'm a 49ers fan right now, and I'm telling you. And I told y'all before, I said. I gave you the list of the teams that could make the Super Bowl. I said, I don't think they, obviously, there's a couple that I would knock out, and the Cowboys were one of them, but they could.
They got to,
The Niners can't. The Niners aren't getting the Super Bowl.
No, not with, I would say not with Jimmy G, but not with all the injuries. They've had too many injuries now.
Too many injuries, probably, and yes, part of that is Jimmy G. Yeah,